This podcast is a member of the OOMF Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may OOMF.
This is Tina Wells, and I'm with my friend.
This is Amanda Collin.
And this is The Witches. Hi, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited. And I don't know what else I feel. How are you?
Doing this project with you is so exciting. Like, starting from our old podcast, and now we have this new podcast, and this is going to be great. And I know we're going to talk about a lot of good things, crazy things, embarrassing things, and real, unfiltered, anything that you could talk about, diba? Is that correct?
That's right. Here we're gonna talk about dating, love, relationship, everything, sex, even psychology, spirituality. This is a really wide range. Whatever we've learned through the years and experienced through the years, we'd like to share it with you.
Okay, because you actually said about relationship and stuff, and this is actually something hot right now, especially what's going on around. So, alam mo, there's only one thing na masyadong committed sa atin eh. Itong punyetang virus na to eh. Masyado siyang committed na nag-iba't iba na siya ng level ng pagkatao, just makapag-commit lang siya sa mga humans, right? So, why don't we talk about commitment phobia and what's commitment phobia? For sure, there's a lot of people who doesn't know what it's like. What the hell are you talking about, girls? Commitment and phobia, there's no such thing. Yes, there's such thing. I've experienced this. I know a lot of people who experienced it. You, Amanda Colling, experienced this too. So like commitment phobia, fear of intimacy and stuff like that. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you know anyone who has like commitment phobia?
Yeah, a lot of guys I date, they're okay with dating. They're okay with going to the level na until sexual kayo, you know. Pag wala pa silang feelings, they're just chasing you because of the challenge, because they haven't had you. They don't know what you're like sexually yet. They're so challenged to chase you. And then they're okay with having sex with you as well. But as soon as nakaka-start na sila magka-feelings, dun na dumadating na yung commitment phobia nila.
Of course, you're gonna have that phobia if you went through something, di ba? You're not gonna have a fear of something if hindi ka nagkaroon ng trauma with it, isn't it?
Yan, isang cause ng commitment phobia yan is past experiences. May mga taong takot sa commitment kasi they associate commitment with being engulfed, yung parang losing themselves. If I commit to this person, I'm gonna have to lose myself, I'm gonna keep doing things for him or for her. You know, parang malulus ako ng freedom, loss of self. And then may mga iba namang tao na takot sila to be seen deep down. They have fear of intimacy. Parang kunyari, I like you so much, but I'm so insecure about something about myself that I like you so much, I don't want you to know about it. You know, I only want to show you the best side of me, but the part of me I'm insecure about, I don't want you to see. And so because of that, that holds me back from committing 100% to you. And so because takot ako mag-commit 100% to you, even though I really like you, para lang hindi ako mag-commit, I'm gonna sabotage myself, I'm gonna betray our connection, I'm gonna sabotage our connection, and I'm gonna date around others. I'm gonna date others na hindi ko like as much as I like you. Just so may parang safety cushion ako, may safety blanket ako na, if this guy rejects me or if this girl rejects me, at least okay lang kasi hindi ako fully nag-vulnerable. Hindi ako fully nagbigay of myself. Hindi niya ako kilala. So yung ni-reject niya is half of me lang, not all of me. So okay lang. Parang ganun.
Okay. I get what you're saying. With me, honestly, based on experience, I've been single for so long because I really do have like a commitment phobia. Now I can admit it kasi now I can overcome it for some reason. Like, alam ko na paano i-navigate. So anyway, when I was going through with that commitment phobia shit, lahat ng sinabi mo sobrang tama. I'm so scared na mawala yung freedom ko sa akin. I'm so independent. I don't need anyone. And why would I let this guy or someone to like have me or whatever? Like, what can you bring to the table? Ako yung gano'n. Like, kailangan meron kang i-bring sa table because I don't want to be in this shit. Very important sa akin is yung peace of mind ko. And if you cannot at least give that to me, like, no way. So with people na meron silang commitment phobia, it's because para ring feeling nila may matatanggal or mawawala sa sarili nila kapag binigay nila yung commitment na yon, right? So that is just so crazy and it's so relatable because you went through it, I went through it. So do you think this is the only reason why people like just stay single for like a little bit long because they have commitment phobia? Lalo na ngayon, mas maraming tao ang they rather stay single than went through any bullshit.
Kamusta mga tol? Si Kian to. Naghahanap ka ba ng podcast na chill at tamang sound trip lang ganun? Well, you can join me and my special guest every week as we sit down, relax, and talk about I don't know. Bahala na. Mas marami atang masayang kwentuhan na nangyayari kapag hindi talaga pinaplano. The I Don't Know Show with me, Kian Cipriano, now streaming on Spotify.
Lahat ng bahay may kwento.
Meron po ba tayong susi?
Zian Lim, Marco Gumabao at Julia Barreto. Bahay na Pula, now streaming on Viva Max.
Do you think they just don't want to go through bullshit or they really have like commitment phobia?
I think it's many reasons. And I think another reason then, because so many hot, beautiful people, men and women, are perpetually single, you know? Yung iba naman, wala silang commitment phobia, but for some reason, hindi lang na-magnetize into their life yung right person for them. I feel like I've healed my commitment phobia already. Kasi feeling ko ready na ako mag-commit. Pero wala lang ako nami-meet na gusto ko na for me, worth it mag-commit ako sa person na to. Wala eh. Hindi ako na-de-develop. Pag ako either gusto kita the first 2 seconds or hindi. And pag hindi kita gusto the first 2 seconds, kahit mag-sex pa tayo ilang beses, hindi pa rin kita magugustuhan. So may stress lang ako pag kailangan na, may parang obligation ko na mag-date tayo lagi-lagi. Pag wala naman akong feeling sa'yo just because nag-sex tayo. That's why single ako. Wala. I feel I haven't met the right person. But then they say that when you become the right person, parang natural side effect na na-magnetize into your life, yung right person. Maybe deep down, I'm still healing a lot of stuff within me. Yan yung I feel.
Yeah, it's true. It's non-stop healing and whatever. And going through commitment phobia and all that jazz, that is actually kind of like a trauma response because of what you experienced before. Like, let's say your parents wasn't like really committed to you. You had an ex-boyfriend who say one thing but then does a different thing. That's another type of, alam mo yon, you're not committed to what you say. Different types, not just like being in that relationship, but actually saying something and doing it. Diba? That's actually one form of commitment.
Yeah.
You commit to your actions. You commit to your energy. You commit to that frequency that you're like trying to build and stuff. Diba? I think us personally, I changed that kind of mindset of having a commitment phobia. You will change it because of the energy that you have. Like, I mean, is it the right person? Siya ba yung magpapabago nung the whole thing mo na parang, oh my God, I'm scared to be in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. Siya ba yung mag-change nun? It's gonna be always the right energy, the right person, the divine timing to actually remove that phobia in your system.
Yeah, there is what works and what doesn't work, you know? If relating to someone works for you, then keep at it, you know? Keep exploring it, be open to it, expand it. But if it doesn't work for you, why be there, you know? And I meet a lot of men, I don't know, they're good on paper, they're even good in person, but I just don't feel anything. You know, sometimes there's magic talaga eh, in love. Talaga may magic factor, you know. And ayoko naman mag-commit just for the sake na may boyfriend ako. Alam mo yun, yeah. May mga girls and guys na ganun, yung yeah. I always have boyfriend or I always have girlfriend. Mema.
I know people also like, they can't be alone. Every time na they're gonna end a relationship, they jump into another relationship because that's how they are as a person. Like, they can't take it, they can't be alone. Like, that's their comfort zone. That's like, kabaliktaran naman ng commitment phobia.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think living in a digital world where everyone has 7,000, at least 7,000 followers, people they don't meet in person can just talk to them online? Do you think it adds to, you know, having too many options? Do you think it adds to people's not wanting to commit?
To be honest, I would agree, because imagine the world now is so different from before na you can only have limited options or whatever, or yung mga tao hindi pa sila mas open sa ganung world. But now look at this, we have Tinder, online dating, Facebook, Instagram, everything. We have everything. Even people in a freaking relationship goes to dating site to what? To look at their options. So where's the commitment there?
I formulated this buffet theory when I was out clubbing. I would see a lot of hot guys. It's like, sino bang who do I want to talk to sa mga to? Dahil sa sobrang daming options, no, overwhelmed na ako. And then, this is what happens, you know, sometimes because sobrang dami, minsan dahil sa sobrang overwhelmed ko, I end up talking to a guy I don't like. Na pinakamakulit na kumakausap sa akin. And pag, diba, pag nasa buffet ka rin, sa totoong buffet, parang papunta mo doon, gutom na gutom ka, and then you see all the food, parang hindi ka na masyadong as gutom, parang ang konti lang ng kakainin mo. And then, minsan hindi mo pa kakainin lahat, mga konti lang pipick mo. So, I feel like ganun, the more option, mas na-overwhelm.
Yeah.
And yung mga ninuno natin, lolo-lola natin, yung lolo natin, pag may crush siya sa lola natin, minsan kailangan niyang lumakad ng ilang kilometro para mapuntahan lang yung crush niya, di ba?
The effort.
Tapos ngayon, swipe-swipe na lang, di ba? Titingin ka lang sa phone mo, parang order ka lang.
Dating now and everything that's going on around us, it's all like digital. You can order anything. You can even order a date. Parang it's so easy. The option is there. And they can change everything. Like, girls can wear whatever they want. They're also hot. Guys can do like whatever they want. And kunyari makikita mo sila looking hot and everything. Why would you commit? What if I commit now? And then I meet someone after 3 days. And I'll be like, shit. Sorry, may boyfriend na ako eh. Sayang, mas type pala kita. It's so gross, no? But people are always searching and waiting for that perfect mate because alam nila na ang daming options.
If you commit to one, you're saying no to 7 billion other options.
Yes. So that one should be extra, super, mega amazing.
Yeah.
Like, no basic man.
Is my life better with you than without you in it? You know, if my life is a lot better without you in it, why would I keep you in it? Unless sobrang deep ng connection. And I've heard of mga stories ng mga celebrities, even common people, na the first time makita nila yung pinakas yung wife nila now, yung heart daw nila nag-speak to them na, ah, this is the girl for me. I think may magic talaga na ganun eh. May phenomena talaga na ganun eh. Na despite all the billion other options, may right person talaga and right circumstances, divine time na this is it. I don't care about the 7 billion other options anymore. And so far, hindi pa nangyayari sa atin yun. Why? Why?
Do you think fear of commitment is also a choice? Or just being used as an excuse to, like, you know, just to fuck anyone who you want, diba?
I think depende sa level of awareness mo. Kung aware ka na you are choosing not to commit, you are choosing the fear of commitment, then, now it's a choice. Kasi aware ka. Pero kung ang dami tao hindi aware why they do what they do, why they feel what they feel, they're yes. not aware what they're scared of. So kung aware ka, then it becomes a choice. Pero kung hindi ka aware, then wala, you're a victim to it. You're a victim to your own circumstances, to your traumas, you know.
If you're not aware and you're just like in a situation and that's how you feel, it's because you need more healing and learning from yourself, diba? And then if you're aware, because ako, nangyari sa akin yan, I am fully aware that I don't want to be like in a committed relationship even though I like the guy so much. It's just because like there's so many fears and stuff, but I am so aware. Alam ko na parang shit, here I go again, like commitment phobic. Alam ko sa sarili ko na I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but again, it will take the right energy to change that mindset.
Yeah.
Of course, you're aware already. Like, you know your mindset already. But another energy to help you evolve, diba?
Yeah. I think if you know, you know. You know, if you know it's the right person, then you know it's the right person. But so far, wala eh. Walang naman magnetize sa akin so far.
If you really like someone and you're dating this person and you are not yet 100% committed, how can you make him commit to you?
Why would I want him to commit to me when I'm not even 100% I want to commit to him? I'm not gonna make him commit to me.
Mare! Si Jelly ito.
Si Janice ito.
Si Candy ito.
This is Carmina.
Ito na ang podcast na puro chikahan at marihan. Usapang nanay, tita, sis at Mars, lahat nandito yan. Teka, ano ba ang title na ito?
Wala pa? Wala pa talaga?
Wala pa. As in, wala pa kaming title, the podcast.
Now streaming, stream now on Spotify.
Stress to my life, you know. Unless I want someone's commitment, how can I make him commit to me if I want his commitment?
Yeah, like you guys would be a thing together.
I would just be myself, because you know, the more you force things, the more you chase things, the more you're trying to control things, the more it goes away from you. So 100%. For me, I'm just gonna be myself. I'm just gonna be my authentic self. If it is meant to be na mag-commit kami, it's meant to be. And if not, then not. I will just try not to do batshit crazy things. One. Two, I will just not make the talk of what are we, alam yun, trying to do.
You know, what's the simplest answer to that? If you want someone to commit to you, don't fucking ask for it. Show them you don't care and that you don't want to commit to. And yeah. Like the table would turn. It was like, what the hell? Don't even beg for it. Why would you want a commitment? Why would you ask for it? Ibig sabihin, the other person is not asking. Diba? So don't ever go in that position. Tama yung sinasabi mo. Don't ever ask. Don't ever like, you know what? That's my big no-no. Never ask like, where we are? Who are we? Like, where's the relationship going and stuff? And men are kind of like click in the head. The more you don't give what they want, the more they're like running for it. Parang ganon. Men are so thick and that sounds so mean.
Nung bata pa ako, pero ngayon, hindi na. It's more of you be yourself, you demonstrate your value to the guy, and pag mindset mo, I'm the prize, I value myself, I respect myself, why would I beg this guy for a commitment?
Exactly. Actually, it will never occur to your head.
Yeah, he should be begging me for a commitment, you know? If you know you're the prize, then you know the guy should be working to pursue you and a commitment with you.
You know what? Next time, let's talk about equality. Bakit lagi ang mag-aasang commitments, girls? But wait lang. Like, who do you think are more afraid of commitment? Women or men?
I think mas biological imperative ng lalaki na to spread their seed first. So I think mas takot sila sa commitment. But I don't know. I haven't interviewed 7 billion people. So I really don't know. But I feel like they feel mas maraming mawawala sa kanila. Because, you know, biologically, naka-hardwire sila na if I spread my seed, nabuntis ko tong mga to, I have to provide resources for them. So they feel mas maraming mawawala sa kanila. Pero although tayo rin namang women, at saka yung socially conditioned tayo na, dapat pag 18 years old ka, mag-asawa ka na, or pagka-graduate mo, manap ka ng asawang mayaman. Mga ganyan, it's always social conditioning ng mga countries like Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, Brazil, mga puro na lang dinidisempower yung mga women na parang ang tanging way lang para umangat ka sa buhay, mag-asawa ka ng mayaman.
So, kaya natatakot yung men mag-commit.
Perfect. Pero, mas takot yung mga men. Kasi yun din, they feel responsible na I have to give
They're more responsible, yeah. I agree. But then, I think, this goes sa timeline. Like, years ago, men are willing to commit because life is much easier. And men who commits to, like, a woman, para siyang pride before. And now, mas maraming women now, lalo na modern women, who are so scared to commit. Let's say, women now are like, they do efforts, they work, they do whatever they want. They want to be equal as men, right? So they have their own resources now. So ngayon, yun yung sinasabi ko na they're more afraid at this 21st century. Feeling ko mas marami pa rin girls ang mas scared to commit. That's just like my theory because girls now, they do their own shit. Like, they don't want to have anything to do with men, to be honest. Like, come on, what can you do for me if I'm already doing everything on my own, right? So why would I commit to you? That's like the modern say women now.
Yeah, imagine, sa totoo lang, pag tayo, nakipag-sex tayo, tapos nabuntis tayo, body resources natin yung tinataya natin on the line, di ba? Tuwing nanganganak ka, kalahating paa mo, isang paa mo nasa hubay. Just sexually, mas maraming option yung mga babae, I feel. Di ba, pag average woman ka lang, at least 10 males in a day will try to sleep with you, di ba? Pero kung average man ka, may joke dyan eh. Parang isang room puno ng lalaki. To get laid, pag babae ka, all you have to do is just walk in the room. And lahat ng lalaki na yun would wanna have sex.
Yeah.
Pero sa isang room na puno ng mga babae, for a man na pumasok sa room, for all the women to wanna have sex with him, we have to be freaking president of the universe or freaking cousin of God.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be extra super mega amazing.
Yeah.
Diba?
For everyone.
Not always like that. Yeah. Anyway, that's our topic for today. And to end this stuff, I would just like say, if you have this fear of commitment and you don't feel like committing to somebody, then don't go for it. Don't force yourself to be in a committed relationship if you don't feel like doing it. That's how your body works, eh, diba? Just like go with the flow or whatever. But don't fucking fuck people's heads, especially girls. Like if you don't want to commit with someone, then just like, you know, leave them or like don't bother them and stuff like that, diba?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just like my thing. If you just wanna bounce in any other people and don't wanna commit, be yourself and have fun, but just leave other people be, diba? So that's it. And how about you? What's your last words?
I totally agree with that. Be in integrity with yourself. Be open to possibilities. Explore possibilities. For me, if it feels right to commit, you commit. If it doesn't, then don't. Huwag ka magpa-pressure sa sinasabi ng society, ng pamilya mo, ba't di ka pa nag-aasawa,
Guys, thank you for listening and I hope you follow us on Instagram. Follow me, my name is Maria T. Noelles on Instagram.
My Instagram is Amanda Calling 8 and our podcast Instagram is b.bitchesph.
So that's it, guys. See you again next time. Mwah.
Mama, we love you.
Magkakaiba pero iisa ang misyon. Mark Anthony Fernandez, JC Santos, Diego Loizaga, and Colleen Garcia. Adarna Gang sa direksyon ni John Ritt, now streaming on Viva Max.